Philippians, the mind of Christ. The ability to walk in Christ's footsteps lies in a transformed mind. Paul encourages the Philippians and us to have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, chapter 2, verse 5. Different aspects of this mindset follow. A humble mind. Like Christ, we're called to reflect his humility by obedience. Chapter 2, verse 8. That did not flinch in the face of death. By willingness to suffer, chapter 3, verse 10, 1, verse 29, achieving the power of his resurrection in the process. By focus on setting and straining toward our goal, chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. By maintaining a positive demeanor and holding on to the word, chapter 2, verse 14 and 15. By mentally trashing personal achievements and gains in the sole objective of achieving the greater value of knowing Christ, chapter 3, verse 8. By gaining from God the will and desire to fulfill his higher purposes for our life, chapter 2, verse 12. A harmonious mind. We are all unique with our unique characteristics, opinions, joys, and struggles. Achieving harmony even in close circles is a challenge. Yet we are called to be aligned with a common purpose, in like-mindedness, with the same love, united spirit, one mind, striving as one, etc. Chapter 1, verse 2 and 27. By generosity, in supporting genuine workers in the faith, as the Philippian church supported Paul while in Corinth, chapter 4, verse 18 and 19. A joyful mind. The advance of technology, luxuries, entertainment, media, etc. doesn't seem to have added joy in the world. In fact, it has taken away from it. Joy in its true state remains intact despite circumstances. Joy remains positive in adversity, not as in grim acceptance, but in confident exuberance. Paul rejoices in his chains, chapter 1, verse 14 and 4, verse 4. Joy remains content in all situations, in need, in plenty, in hunger, in want. This capacity can be achieved. I can do all this through him who gives me strength, chapter 4, verse 13. This verse is often misinterpreted as strength to achieve, whereas it talks about strength to endure. A peaceful mind. Besides joy, peace is also much sought after. A peaceful mind is gentle, visible and assured, chapter 4, verse 5. Is stress-free a result of gentleness? Prayer is a great antidote for stress, chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. Is prayerful, chapter 4, verse 6, in a manner that lets go and lets God take charge? Is filled with beautiful thoughts that are true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent and praiseworthy, chapter 4, verse 8. What changes do we need to make in our lives and thinking to enjoy joy, peace, harmony, and endurance? What challenges do we face and how do we overcome them?